Lord, I'm struggling. I'm trying. Have you ever prayed that prayer with a deep sigh of frustration? You might have even looked up and said, Lord, I could sure use a little help down here. In your soul, you know that God hasn't abandoned you, but you're getting weary and your patience is wearing thin. Can I just get a breakthrough? Can I get a sign that something's happening, that you hear me, that I didn't miss you? Then maybe you shake your head, you blow out a breath, and you wonder, maybe it's just me. Man, can I relate? I'm sure a lot of you can. What do? In those times, do you just suck it up, put a smile on your face, sing a song of praise? I know, you don't want to hear that. I didn't. But here is the reality check. We are not wired to process contrasting emotions at the same time. You're either going to be focused on one or the other, and whichever emotion wins is the shadow you're choosing to be under. Psalm 91 says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If we choose to dwell in the secret place of fear, anger, or anxiety, then we're also choosing to live in the shadow of those emotions. And you already know that's not going to help you. Now, I know everybody's different and no two people will process the same emotion the same way. So allow me to share what I did. First, I sought the Lord in raw honesty, just like David did in a lot of his Psalms. Lord, I don't like this. It hurts. It makes me angry and I really, really wish you would do something now. And then I cried. The Lord didn't chastise me. He didn't come with his belt. You want something to cry for? He comforted me and reminded me of all the times he had come through, all the prayers that had been answered, and the fact that he is a consistent God and his word never changes. I can stand on his word, and I know he is doing so much more than I could ever ask or think, even when nothing seems to be happening. Then he gave me a science lesson. Right now, as you're listening to me, the earth is revolving around the sun at 67,000 miles per hour. And thanks to a divine law God put in place called gravity, we don't feel a thing. Faith is not based on what we see or feel. It is the evidence of things not seen. It's believing that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And both of those promises are found in Hebrews. You can check it out in the 11th and 12th chapters. We can trust him with our thoughts, with our emotions, with our issues, our struggles. Why? Because he hears you, he loves you, and he's working all things together for your good. Be encouraged. The best is still yet to come.